And now, dear listeners, some cheering news on medical matters. A New England construction company, Chinbro, that's a Maine company, has a program to improve the health of its workers and avoid some of the big cost increases for insurance. At least some experts say this program is really worth looking at, and so the assignment desk did. Here's reporter Jeannie Barron.
With 2,200 employees, Chinbro is a big construction company with industrial projects all over the Northeast. Its insurance bills are big, too. In the 1990s, the cost of health care for Chinbro's aging, mostly male workforce grew from $2.5 million to nearly $10 million. CEO Pete Vigue says he then got a routine report estimating that that number would double in the next few years. Vigue says it was enough to make him lie awake at night and worry.
We did not want to create a situation for our people where they would have to make a decision as to whether they buy groceries or buy health care.
Vigue says he ruled out cutting benefits or increasing the employee financial burden, and that led him into uncharted territory.
Then it clicked. We need to change the behavior of our people, and we monitor their health on a very routine basis, and the key is to coach them to the correct behavior to do the right kind of things so it affects their health.
So Chinbro instituted what it calls a comprehensive wellness program.
How's everything going?
Great. I feel good. I got my doctor's appointment in May.
Yeah.
Everything was good.
Wayne Quint is a safety specialist with Chinbro. He has promised to meet regularly with a staff of specially trained health educators who travel to the job sites. Each visit, his blood pressure is checked and tracked by a computer. The health educator also checks on Quint's progress on meeting goals he has set for himself.
Yeah, you are going to continue working on exercise. I think that was
Right. I won't say a formal regimen.
Company officials say Quint doesn't have to reach his goals, but he has to try. In return, Chinbro gives him a 15% discount on his health care premiums. If Quint stopped making appointments with the health educator, he'd lose about $1,500 a year.
They kind of like keep at you a little bit all the time, but they're good about it and they're positive.
The company says 70% of the eligible employees have enrolled in the wellness program and they're losing weight and trying to quit smoking. Chinbro officials say healthcare costs have been held in place for 2 years running, and CEO Pete Vigue boldly predicts it'll hold through 2004 as well.
I've never seen anything quite like it.
Helen Darling is the president of the Washington Business Group on Health. Her organization provides advice and advocacy on health care for major corporations around the country. She says Chinbro is using the discount, CEO leadership, and the motivating attention of the health care educators to create a model program.
We will be talking about what works and what doesn't, and companies will be doing more of these kinds of things.
But Darling warns that Chinbro may not be able to continue to flatline its health care costs indefinitely. She says a single catastrophic illness can blow out a small company's health care budget. For NPR News, I'm Jeannie Barron in Portland, Maine.